Remarks at meeting of California and Bee Association, Oakland, California, August 20, 1901. Special meeting of the Board of Directors of the California and Bee Association, duly called and held at Oakland, California, on Tuesday, August 20, 1901. Present. Directors: W.C. White Jones, Sanderson, Richards, Moran, Parlin, Secretary, and also Knox A. Boker, McClure, Taylor, Wilcox, Mrs., E.G. White, Maggie Hare. Elder Knox was selected as chairman of the meeting. Prayer by Elder McClure. Elder Knox stated the object of the meeting, which was called especially to consider the work in Southern California. In part, he said, "As a result of the deliberations of our brethren in Southern California at their recent meetings, there were resolutions presented something of this nature. First, authorizing the brethren there to incorporate the Southern Conference, that then this body thus formed should go to work and purchase property and erect buildings for sanitarium work, and that this sanitarium work should stand allied to the sister institutions on this coast. After that was passed, it soon developed that all were not thoroughly satisfied with it, and that action was reconsidered and modified by adopting a recommendation that the sanitarium and health food work in Southern California should stand related to the California and in the same way as the same lines of work in the northern part of the state. And a request was passed urging the California and to take immediate steps to furnish suitable buildings for the carrying on of the sanitarium work in the South. Some raised the question as to whether this last action was the proper thing to do, but it was finally decided that they would let it stand in that way, although there is a feeling on the part of some of unrest and uncertainty. This uncertainty is occasioned by the fear that the association here will step in and hinder or curtail certain lines of necessary work." In reply to a question, Dr. Moran stated that at the present time they were manufacturing nothing but bread and zwieback, but they expected to do quite a little at the wine business this fall. That they had a regular brick bread oven. That there was nothing in the southern part of the state indicative of a desire as yet to manufacture health foods besides bread and zwieback, but that of course the matter has been expressed in this way that it may be at some time in the future that might be the proper thing to do, but at the present time there is no desire on the part of anyone down there to go ahead with the manufacturing business further than what we have done. But it is the feeling very strongly that if there is anything that can be done down there better than it can be done somewhere else and shipped in, that we ought to work along those lines. That there was some fear that the present understanding concerning the manufacture of wine down there would be set aside. Sister White: "They must not be too grasping. In all those things, there must not be an attempt to embrace too much. Give others a chance." Dr. Moran: "There is quite a strong feeling as to the advisability of the food company coming in and opening a store at Los Angeles at the present time. There is a question as to the wisdom of having the food company come in and, under another name, open up the same lines of work that are being carried on at the present time, and thus present an apparent opposition or competition among ourselves before the public." W.C. White: "In considering a question of that kind, would we not have to take into account that the food business was established in California before the Los Angeles sanitarium or restaurant was thought of? That the Southern California field was always considered, and always has been, an important portion of the food company's territory, and that the food company has a business in that part of California which is probably double that of the sanitarium. It would be hardly fair to treat the sanitarium as the original dealer in health foods in Southern California and the food company as an interloper." Elder Knox: "That point was considered by the brethren there, and it was decided that the territory belongs to the food company." Sister White, we had a meeting in Los Angeles, and I would not express my mind until I had it laid out. You know I had it laid out just as definitely as it could be laid out, and then I told them I could not express my mind until I could be impressed how the thing should be. Well, it is just as you have expressed it now. I never heard you express it before, but it is just as you express it in reference to that matter. Elder White, I speak with freedom for this reason. We were carried over this very road in Australia before I left, speaking of the principle that should govern in the establishing and carrying forward of the health food factory work.
Sister White,
from the light I have, they are no more prepared to take hold of and carry that food business, I do not say bread business, the bread business, and that which is of daily use, where they are. But the food business, taken as it is done in the factory, they have no more idea of what it takes to lay the foundation and the preparation for the food business as it is laid and has been laid for years in St. Helena. They have no idea of it. It takes qualifications of mind. It takes tact. It takes ingenuity. And it takes time and money that it is not possible to get within their reach. All these things are to be considered. The ideas of Elder Owen, as embodied in the statement made to Sister White, were then read as follows.
The brethren feel that in dealing with the General Association, there has been a selfish policy and a desire to hold back the work here. The brethren think that where the control rests, there the responsibility should rest, etc. General discussion then followed. Elder Knox. The substance of the resolutions adopted at Los Angeles was, first, resolved that the sanitarium and health food work in Southern California shall be related to the California, and in the same way in this conference, that these same lines of work are related to said association in the northern part of the state. Second, urging the association to immediately furnish them with suitable buildings for enlarging the work, without specifying location, town, or anything else. Thereupon, upon motion of Brother White, seconded by several, resolve that we express our appreciation of the resolutions adopted by the Southern California Conference regarding the sanitarium and health food work, and that we will proceed at once to the establishment of a sanitarium in Southern California. Carried unanimously. Moved by Brother Jones, seconded and unanimously adopted, that we invite Brother Nichols to come to California to connect with the Medical Missionary Association in its work in the southern part of the state, be a member of the local committee at Los Angeles, and, in connection with Dr. Moran, to lead out in the new sanitarium enterprise. Dr. Moran. So far as location is concerned, there should be some arrangements so that somebody should have time to investigate that matter thoroughly, and then the local board there to decide upon it. The sentiment prevailed that the location selected should ensure plenty of good water at a low price, proper sewage disposition, easy of access, that the necessary capital for the work be provided in the order of the following suggestions. That earnest efforts be made to raise all the money possible by way of donations to purchase property. By inducing interested parties to invest $1,000 or more each without or with a low rate of interest. That confidence of moneyed people would be secured if someone of means could be interested to invest a certain amount with which to begin the work. Thereupon, moved by Brother Jones, that it is the sense of this board, in starting sanitarium work in Los Angeles, that an effort be made to secure donations sufficient to at least purchase the land on which the buildings are to be erected, and further, that loans be secured at a low rate of interest, for which association notes shall be issued, and which shall be charged to the Los Angeles branch. Attention was called to the expenses of Elder Hennig and Professor Irwin in stopping at Honolulu on the occasion of their journey to Australia, which it was thought should be divided evenly between the Mission Board, the
the Pacific Union Conference, and this association. Thereupon, moved, seconded, and carried, that we pay $40 of this amount to be charged to association general expense. Recess until 5:30 Wednesday morning, August 21, 1901. Upon reconvening at the time designated, it was voted 1. That we request the California Conference to release Elder McClure so that he might connect with the work in the Southern California Conference, giving special attention to assisting Dr. Moran and Brother Nichols in raising funds for the new sanitarium enterprise. 2. That Dr. Moran be authorized to negotiate a loan of $2,000 for 6 months at 5% in carrying on the wine business in Southern California. This association to issue its note to be taken up from the first sales of wine if desired. Meeting adjourned.